This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Steinway & Sons is a proud sponsor of Between the Keys, featuring Jed Distler. More information about Steinway & Sons, makers of handcrafted pianos since 1853, is available at www.steinway.com. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence at the Classical Network. My good friend and fellow pianist Lisa Yui hosts a concert series at the Manhattan School of Music called The Lives of the Piano. She devotes each program either to a specific composer, a genre, or a particular topic of interest. And one of her recent programs was all about the piano and the machine. It featured music that had been influenced by machine-like elements, mechanical devices, and even mechanical instruments like music boxes, player pianos, mechanical organs, or computer-generated sounds. I thought this was really interesting, so I decided to steal Lisa's idea, with her permission, of course. Thinking about pianos and machines, there are aspects of keyboard technique that are very machine-like in nature, such as rapid repeated notes. And the challenge for a pianist is to master them not just mechanically, but also artistically. So let's start right off with Scarlatti's D minor sonata with Martha Argerich. Thank you. That was E-Machines by David Rakowski, who describes the music as a perpetual motion piece. The pianist was Stephen Gosling. And before that, Scarlatti's Sonata in D minor with Martha Argerich. And what a repeated note technique, my goodness. We've been listening to a vintage model Mortier dance organ, which is part of the family of mechanical instruments called orchestrions, which were designed to replicate more or less the sound of an orchestra. And that was Rock Around the Clock, with one or two obviously wrong harmonies that kind of slip by the editor, I'm sure. Music of John Adams, Hammer and Chisel, from John's Book of Alleged Dances with the Cronus Quartet. The American composer and pianist George Antheil called himself the bad boy of music. When he toured Europe in the early 1920s, he scandalized the public with his brash keyboard style, which was full of punched-out clusters and glissandos racing up and down the piano, and relentlessly mechanical rhythms. Some of his piano sonatas are oddly brief, like the two-movement second sonata that he subtitled The Airplane. According to Antheil, The Airplane was inspired by a series of dreams in which the composer felt that he had, and these are his own words, "for once caught the true significance and atmosphere of these giant engines and things that move about us." Here is pianist Guy Livingston playing George Antheil's second sonata, The Airplane. Thank you. George Antheil's second piano sonata in two movements, The Airplane, performed by Guy Livingston. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence at the Classical Network, and you're listening to Between the Keys.
Well, is this all you've done?
That's all I've done. That's 30 pages in 3 hours and a half. That's the best I can do, Mr. Finchley.
It's that idiotic machine, that typewriter of yours. Thomas Jefferson wrote the entire Declaration of Independence with a feather quill, and it took him only half a day.
Why don't you hire Mr. Jefferson?
Thank you.
We just heard what is probably the closest pianistic parallel to riding on the railroad as the train comes around the bend and slows down into the next station. Of course, that's Mead Lux Lewis playing his own honky-tonk train blues, an RCA Victor recording released in 1937. And before that, The Typewriter by Leroy Anderson, with Frederick Fennell conducting the Eastman Rochester Pops Orchestra. There is a song called Machines by the legendary British group called Queen. I used this song as the basis for a solo piano transcription, which I premiered in February 2015 at the Manhattan School of Music, and I thought I would share that performance with you. This is Jed Distler, and you just heard my own transcription of Machines by Queen in a live performance I gave back in February 2015. The 1917 October Revolution helped pave the way for early Russian futurist composers whose works often reflect the sounds of everyday life. Alexander Mosolov was one of this period's most significant creative voices. I'd like to play the Elegia, the second movement from his fifth piano sonata, composed in 1925. The music goes back and forth between bleak desolation and a genuine lyrical beauty. We'll hear a performance by a composer and pianist who really, really communicates what this music is about, and that's Daniele Lombardi. ¶¶ Daniele Lombardi, in music by Alexander Mosoloff, the Elegia from his fifth piano sonata. And now it is time for some cool and refreshing mechanical music. Although Mozart originally conceived his F minor fantasia for a musical clock, it's usually performed in a piano duet arrangement, and we'll hear that now in a recording by Murray Pariah and Radu Lupu. Thank you. Mozart's Fantasia for a Musical Clock in a piano duet arrangement played by Radu Lupu and Murray Pariah. Winsboro Cotton Mill Blues is the fourth of Frederick Jevski's four North American ballads. It's based on a song that probably dates from the 1930s. The text of this song reflects the exploitive working conditions in the textile mills of North Carolina back then. The low register clusters that you hear at the beginning represent the relentless hammering noise made by rivets in a textile machine. We're going to hear pianist Stephen Gosling again, joined by Blair McMillan, in Jevski's own two-piano arrangement of Winsboro Cotton Mill Blues. Winsboro Cotton Mill Blues by Frederick Jevsky in the composer's own two piano arrangement performed by Stephen Gosling and Blair McMillan. Listening to Between the Keys with Jed Disler, artist in residence of the Classical Network. This is an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org.